space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you. is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
But it's old Shazizz here out here in my mad science laboratory. Got Thomas and Cultus on the line. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man. Yourself?
Pretty good. I got my coffee. And all the snow outside melted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, finally some doggone global warming, man.
seems I'm going to miss out on this snow epidemic. I was really hoping that there'd be a little bit of snow on the ground when I turned up, but it seems like there's probably just going to be mud puddles everywhere.
Well, I wouldn't count on it. There'd probably be some snow here. If there is, I can show you how we put snow down people's neck.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm sure I can impress a certain lady with that, hey.
And have you ever seen a smiley face snow angel?
No, I can't say I have.
Hey, yeah. Thomas, you know what a snow angel is? How to make one?
Yeah, I know what one of those are. I don't know what a smiley-faced one is, though.
Yeah, smiley-faced snow angel is where you, like, lay face down and make the snow angel. with a big smile on your face, see? You should try it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think we're going to have any more snow here anymore anyway. It's going to be 71 degrees today.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man. This weather's been kind of nutty. But either way, hey, you know, next time it does snow, you got to try it out. That smiley face snow angel.
So it effectively snowed for a week at Thomas's then and gave up.
Damn.
So
what
you tell me?
Not even a week, man. We got 3 days of snow.
I keep trying to talk Beverly into doing a smiley face snow angel, but she ain't going for it.
Don't be like pushing her over and forcing her, dude. You know how that's going to end.
Yeah, I can see it now when she gets up. There's a big old mean face on the snow angel.
She's doing the sprint across the backyard.
Yeah, it'll be one of them, I'm going to kill you faces. Yeah, that's not going to work. Oh, man, that's just too funny. I'm going to put this link in the doggone chat room about the pop-pop boat that I built, man. You get a chance to take a look at that thing?
I did during the week, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm
quite impressed by your work. You got this big, heavy old pop-pop boat, and it moves.
Yeah, I'm firmly convinced now doing this boat that you could actually scale this up to a full size boat and then get it to move. I mean, you can see in the video it doesn't move very fast, but it is moving. You can see the water being circulated through the boiler system. And so with that said, I believe you could build a better coil system, put it in a heat box, and mount it in just about any aluminum boat, you know. We was even talking about possibly doing a carbon fiber version of it to make it light, you know?
Yeah.
But I believe the potential's there, so I might just try to do that myself, you know, build one. The trick is going to be using some a little bit bigger copper and getting that to bend right. I've heard of different methods you can actually bend copper tubing without kinking it up, and so I'll have to try that. One of them, you can fill the copper tubing with sand and cap it on each end, and then you can bend it without getting kinks in it.
Yeah, because it keeps it open. Like, it can't really, as long as you pack it in there tight.
Yeah.
It won't have any room to bow itself out, bow itself in, so you'll keep it in one piece. Actually, for plumbers, they actually have spring that they put down the tube.
Yeah,
it keeps it flared and open inside, and they bend it around.
I've got something similar to that. One's for bending outside of the tube. You actually slide it on the outside of the tube, and also got one of those little ones that you bend, you know, with a little hand tool. You got to be real careful with those things because you will kink that line real easy. But either way, if you just showing up down there in the chat room, check out that that video there, and look, you can see that boat's moving.
I think you could probably do something with a couple of pulley wheels as well.
What do you mean?
Squash it in there. If you squash it in there and
press
it through.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen something like that done.
But either way, you know, I think me and Dublin, I wish he was around, that way I could tell him, you know, because in the video I made sure that I said that I didn't measure, there wasn't one single measurement went inside that entire boat. I just like cut and chopped and hacked and whacked and riveted and slathered on some body putty and some paint.
And threw a couple of troll dolls in for fun.
Yeah. And so absolutely no pride was in the bodywork of it. No measurements were taken, you know, outside of maybe using a string.
Pride's for douches.
Yeah. But it worked.
We're rednecks. We don't have pride.
Well, I probably would have made it look a heck of a lot better, but the first go I set fire to the boat, and it was just like totally engulfed in flames, and so You know what that said? It didn't look.
Maybe there wasn't some remnants of that on the boat. Actually, some blackened, charred remains on the top or something.
Oh, there is inside, but you can see I showed in the picture. There's like chunks hanging off the side. I didn't scrape it off or sand it or anything. But if somebody was to do the calculations about how much that boat actually weighs, as opposed to, you know, that it was actually moving, you know, that I believe the math is there that it would work on a full size boat.
So I do believe. I do believe you're onto something.
You could have a motor for a boat that essentially the only fuel you'd be using was whatever you used to heat the tubing up.
Yep.
So there wouldn't be no moving parts in there. Well, I did figure out, though, you would also need to, at the top of each, let's say I made 7 or 8 coils inside the firebox, I'd have to have some method by which I could, fill in those tubes initially.
Prime them.
Yeah, because you obviously can't tip the bolt up every time you need to prime it.
So, there you go, buddy. Remedy.
Yeah.
Chat room, by the way. Well, is he getting in here, or?
I don't know. I sent him a message, but... he didn't say. he's showing me a video inside, or there's a link that he put in the chat room for a video.
Yeah.
But hadn't had a chance to take a peek at it yet. Anyway, like I was saying, you have to have some way to initially get the thing primed. So if there was some screw caps at the top of it that you could, funnel water down inside there, initially fill it up the first go, and then once you got it filled up, you wouldn't have to fill it up again unless you got the box too hot and it blew all the water out. But
that's the thing. So long as both ends of your tube are underwater, it can't really do that, can it?
Because it'll have a vacuum.
It'll always suck more water in, so.
And if you want to be able to control the speed, some sort of steam relief valve in the system so that it would release the pressure off the water inside there so you could speed it up and slow it down to some extent. What do you think?
I think definitely. I'm checking out Remedy's video here, and these Canadians, they're using multiple tubes, and the paddle wheel, like I suggested. This is interesting.
Yeah, Canadians, when it comes to pop-pop boats, have got some really cool-looking pop-pop boats. Now, I think...
Maybe we need to kidnap ourselves one.
Yeah, I think so far... As far as I know, my boat's the biggest.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've got the biggest pop-pop boat in existence so far.
But theirs are fast. They had some that had like multiple tubes at the bottom, and those things would get to scooting along pretty good. And you could actually, incorporate their ideas to that bigger version of the boat and, really get some good results out of it. So what do you think?
Yeah, I reckon totally doable.
I think Remedy's grabbing his headset so he can join us.
Yep.
But anyway, like I said, from that little tiny version all the way up to that particular size there, I'm convinced more now than ever that that's a fully plausible deal, that it can be done. And as far as a cheap motor for a boat, man, you couldn't beat that. Fuel-wise, you could burn coal.
Fuel-wise and maintenance-wise, this was the key to the competition, was that, we were looking for a motor that people in, these fishing villages in the middle of nowhere can pretty much build out of scrap and, power their fishing boats rather than trying to maintain these combustion engines all the time, so...
And there's also another potential to this, depending on how how well you do that boiler system. You could actually put a paddle wheel in front of that boiler system, kind of like what you were talking about earlier, but I'm talking about more for generating power-wise. Like,
yep.
if you were heating that water up and the water was coming out of it at a pretty good pace, you could use that like a little paddle wheel to actually turn a little generator of some sort. So there's all kinds of possibilities. I did another video out there, showed about pumping, I called it heat siphon, showed about pumping water up out of a well. And
yep.
Plus I put a design in there for a cylinder that you could actually, it'd be a mobile kind of deal where you could put, you know, like some canned heat down inside there and, you know, basically use the heat to draw the water up out of the well.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, like
that was a very interesting design, I must admit. I'd never seen water pumped in such a fashion before, so that was quite genius of you.
Well, it worked.
You should explain it. Maybe you should explain a little on how that worked for the listeners.
Well, essentially, you got a couple, two or three things going on. Water will always find its level. And so, in this particular design that I actually was running, it was more like a coffee pot. It was more like a percolator, but it proves the point. And so, essentially, what happens is water always finds its level. So, at the height of the coil being below the water level, the coil was always filled with water. And then you had a heat source at the bottom that would heat it up to create a steam pocket that would start the forward pressure pushing the water uphill. And then at the top of the hill, you had a downward spiral that continuously went down. You know, there's only one hump to get over, and that was at the very tip top. Now, if you could get the if you could calculate in the length of the vacuum that you already have in there, because there's going to be like dead air space in there before you actually get the thing to start pumping, and then you can calculate you know, the length of your coil. And get your downfall to come enough to compensate for that, then you would get a siphon effect. As the water, as gravity was pulling the water down, it would create a back suction, which would draw yet even more water in. And so you'd have gravity, you'd have heat, and you'd have you know, basically you're pumping water with heat. It's that simple.
Yep.
Convection. Yeah, and using, see, there's a couple, two or three different things in there. Like I said, you know, the fall of the water creating a suction, the heat pressure pushing one direction, the water finding its own level, and so you're taking all these things in conjunction, and you can actually pump water with it. I in the video, I put a little design of this little crummy drawing of a cheap portable version. But that portable version, you could get water out of, you know, creeks, ponds, whatever, you know, and you could pump it uphill.
Yep. So
either way, it's, you know, it's an idea.
Yep. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? One little idea leads to another idea, and before we know it, we're on to big and better things. So.
Yep. And actually, now that I think about it, that same exact system could probably use to prime your pop boat if you're going to scale it up to a full size version.
Yep.
You know, you start a smaller one that would actually pump the water out up into the tubes and get it started. And then once you got it started, all you had to do is hit a shut off valve and turn the heat off of the one, and you know, you'd already have it primed. So, look how advanced that came from just a little toy.
I know, hey.
That was the whole.
And Muddy's also been working on his. He's got his secret design going on there.
Cool. You think it's going to be bigger than mine?
I don't know. To be quite honest, I'm not putting Muddy down, but I don't think he's holding a flame to the size of your pop boat.
Yeah. So far, I think my.
He's got a little one. He's got a little one. He hasn't scaled it up yet, so.
Until somebody comes forward and says, I've got a bigger pop boat, then I think I got the biggest one in the world so far.
I must admit, I have not seen one that big yet.
Now, they got a lot of fancier ones out there, but and they got some with some really good paint jobs on them, but mine, no, it's the biggest one. And it moves. It's slower than a 7-year itch and uglier than a mud fence, but it moves.
Just waiting for Remedy to reply there in Skype to make sure he's ready, and we'll get him in here.
Dublin said the math wouldn't add up, you know. So
Well, it wasn't just Dublin either. So you've got Mark Dancy to contend with on this as well, if you actually prove him wrong.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be an interesting show.
Well, I'm hoping he got a chance to see that video.
Yep.
Because if he did, then he's got to recognize that thing did move. I mean, it moved under its own power, and that's a lot of weight to be pushing with such a little bitty tube that I was using.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that said, a few extra tubes, a more well-designed boiler, and the boiler should have been, the tubes were bent in a coil, but they were horizontal, and so you didn't have much of a steam pocket in there. What they needed to be is vertical, straight up and down, and contained in like the same kind of metal or whatever, some other soft metal that you can heat up that would actually hold some heat. And yep. And so if you took that same design of that boat and you built it more like what you've seen in the video that I actually did where the water was pumping uphill, then you would get a better result and a faster boat out of that, because you'd have, instead of one or two steam pockets, you'd have like 6 to 8 steam pockets. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And another thing is on that that other design of pumping the water up the hill, if you was to do some measurements and scale that up of like, you know, maybe that thing's what, 8 inches tall or something like that, that's pretty high. Pretty high to pump water. If you scale that up, I would estimate you'd probably be anywhere from at the very least 8 feet above that water level.
Yep,
that's pretty impressive. You know, I know some pumps out here that you know, electric pumps that have trouble forcing up that high.
Exactly. Yep.
So, you know, there is potential.
The awesome power of fire and steam, my friend.
Yeah.
She's a grunty little substance, isn't she? She's all kinds of
powerful. You also seen in that video where I took some thermocouples, and so I was not only pumping water uphill, recycling it, but I was producing electricity at the same time. Now, keep in mind, only in the millivolt range, but, you know, it could be perfected.
Exactly. That's something that we're extremely wasteful on as humans with energy production, is we waste heat. We waste heat in everything, don't we? Like, you know, resistors and just general appliances around the house. I see there's a Canara heater out there now that's got a, you know, 500 watts worth of Peltier plates built into it, so that it's producing energy while you're heating your home, you know, and it doesn't take away from the heating process. It's still going to heat your home just as well, but you also got 500 watts of power there. You could effectively have it self power its own fan to, you know, create circulation of the heat coming out of the heater there. So, you know,
well, it's pretty doggone impressive. If you thought about it, if you was in a third world country, you could actually create a boat that would no moving parts inside of it. But you could generate electricity for lighting on there. Plus, you'd have heat for, you know, staying warm inside the boat. Plus, you'd have the doggone, you know, heat. You could probably cook your biscuits on there if you want. Some biscuits and gravy while you're cruising down the river.
Like, you were just saying it was only in the millivolt range. Like, yes, we'd still have to scale it up a little. But, you know, today's modern technology with LEDs and all the rest of it, you know, it's not far-fetched that, you know, this could actually be achieved.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, you got really good capacitor technology, plus,
exactly,
you know, batteries and rectifiers.
So when you weren't using them, you'd be able to store it as well. So,
So
we're joined by Remedy.
How you doing there, Remedy?
Pretty good, mate, yourself?
Pretty good. Did you get an opportunity to see that boat we're talking about?
Yeah, I did. And you know me and my internet skills. I've managed to find a picture of an almost meter-long putt-putt boat.
You found one bigger?
Check.
Here we go.
Crud. There went my...
Putt-putt boat forum.
There went my...
This one's actually powered by a butane tank and two heavy-duty boilers.
Oh, <They're> cheating.
It's a big son of a gun.
There went my doggone, what, 2 minutes in fame? The largest pop-pop boat, but I got to see this one here, man.
You can just aspire to bigger things now. It's at the very bottom of the page.
All right, yeah. Scooting through gun, hang on. Here we go.
I mean, it's a pretty impressive rig.
Holy Toledo.
Is it big enough for somebody to sit in?
It would be a small child.
It should want to be small. There's no room in the thing. It's all taken up by pop-pop engines.
Yeah, that's it. Pretty much one big engine with like a boat stuck around it. It's not a boat with an engine, it's an engine with a boat attached.
Engine with some positive flotation devices.
That's a buoyant engine.
Alright, well see, then I'm not doing so bad because mine actually had a couple passengers in it. So how you
they
like
may have been trolls.
How you like
they
me
may
now?
Have been trolls, but they were passengers.
I need
a handful of green soldiers and stick them in the back or something, I'm sure.
I need some actual measurements on this so that I can see if mine's longer. What's that?
Oh, it's not the size, Shazizz. It's how you use it, alright?
Well, mine was carrying passengers. That's all I can say. All right. Well, anyway, how long did he say it was? It was almost a meter long.
Almost a meter.
How long's a meter?
That's the Aussies for you, man. Just a little over a meter, over a yard, mate.
It's over 3 feet.
Yeah.
Doggone it. Hold on. I gotta go.
You just ruined his day, Remedy.
Oh, no. I should have just stayed off the air.
Better to be upset by the truth than to live in denial.
Yeah. Mine's only 2 feet long, under 2 feet, so I guess I'll lose. Oh, well.
Well, as Remedy said, now you can aspire to bigger and better things. Yeah. Now you have a challenge.
Now I'm going to build me a... I'm gonna build
me doesn't that need a flag pole in the front hanging out to let a flag hang down from the front?
Yeah.
You know?
At least a flag to get a ride.
At least a foot-long one.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go! Boy, you're a genius.
That's how they build the biggest buildings in the world, mate. They just do a great big spire on top and go, oh, it's bigger!
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you can't beat them, find a loophole.
Yeah, there you go. What do they call
that? Really skinny and long.
What do they call that? That sticks off the very front of the clipper ships. That big old long pole.
I have no idea. I could look it up.
I don't know, but that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. I just couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, but then the maker of that one there would probably go out and get an even longer one, and so it'd be a matter of before it's all said and done, the only thing you'd see is a boat sticking out of the water with a heavy pole stuck to the end.
I can see it now. 3 months from now, we'll be trying to counterbalance the back end of the boat just to deal with the pole we've extended out the front that's 9 foot long.
I'm just gonna build a 15-foot John boat, full size one, and go for a ride.
Yeah, that's the way.
That's it.
So I'll beat that one.
I decided on the names for your trolls too. Just as a side note.
Well, one of them's Sparky. That's the little red-headed character.
I was going to suggest Drive-Byer and Thumbs Downer.
Yeah, speaking of the Thumbs Downer, man, what the heck? Somebody got a problem with the dang pop-pop boat. Maybe he was just...
I live for the Thumbs Down, bro.
Maybe he was just mad because mine was a bigger boat. Now I'm depressed because I found out somebody else has got a bigger boat. Thanks, Remedy.
Well, if you go around comparing sizes, you're going to get let down a lot.
Not me.
Alright, well anyway, this is, you know, like I said, it's a plausible theory that a person could put, I think it's beyond theory now, I think I've proven it can be done, because I didn't even measure anything when I cut it, I just like eyeballed the with the 10 snips and cut the 18 gauge gal or not 18 gauge, probably 16 gauge galvanized, and I just cut it with the 10 snips, folded it over, slapped some rivets in the doggone thing, and then started sealing it up with epoxy resin and then Bondo on the outside of it. I don't know if you heard it, Remedy, but the first go, I set fire to that thing. It was completely engulfed in flames. And so when I went to do that,
Wolf Babes halfway through a show, and he's running around in the background, going, ah! Running around, trying to get outside with these pop boat that's all on fire.
Yeah, well, she's used to seeing. She's used to seeing smoke and fire in my lab, and so you usually don't surprise her. She didn't know whether to laugh or cry because she knew I put a lot of work into the boat the first go. I said, it's all right. Hey, no biggie. But I was simply amazed, though, that the doggone thing actually started to move because I actually didn't think it was going to work, but it did.
It built up speed reasonably fast, too. Like, I would really like to see it in some larger water body.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself, is that it didn't have enough time to get up to speed. I think that if I actually had it in a larger pool to where it could actually get a run at it, I think that thing would be moving along a lot quicker. So when it warms up good enough, I will take that thing out to the pond out there and fire up again and see if I can get it up to a faster speed.
See, that's the thing about water, is it is resistive, but the faster that boat builds up speed, the less resistive the water ends up being, in effect, you know?
Well, if you think about all the chunks that's hanging off the side of that, it had a lot to slow it down.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't by any means, like, you know, when they wax the surfboards real good and they glide through the water real smooth? No.
Well, maybe that's what you needed. Surfboard wax on the bottom, right?
Yeah, a big old wad of it. It'd probably take about an inch layer of wax to cover up the really crummy job that I did on the Bondo. What'd you say, Thomas?
Nah, he's not here.
Oh, I thought he was saying something. Yep. But anyway, yeah. Oh.
Caught him out again. That's the secret. Gotta go to the loo box.
So, where were we? I was talking about building a bigger version of it. That's what I need to do. I believe that if I get some probably anywhere from a half inch to maybe even 3/4 tube, I could make a full size aluminum John boat go with that thing. With passengers.
John boat. I wonder if that's the equivalency of a tinny, a Remedy?
My bad. I just found the funniest bloody putt-putt boat ever. I think you guys might have a laugh at this one.
We need to post these links in the chat.
Honestly, when I first saw it, I was like, what the heck is that?
I'm gonna post those links, that link to the last deal that you did in the chat room. And
let's suss out this craziest putt boat ever.
Anyway, the contest was about thinking outside the box. It was about seeing what kind of creativity could actually come up out of there. And do you know if anybody's even put an entry in yet?
Sadly, mate, no. Just two people who couldn't enter it in the first place, which was you and Muddy.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
Suppose I'm 1.5 bitcoins richer this year.
Looks like it. Well, if you snooze, you lose.
Yep.
All right, I'm posting a link into the chat room of that one as well. Do 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 do. All right.
Tushes, I think Awake is ready for us.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad we're halfway through the show, but. Hey, better late than never. Love you guys. unless Steve is simulcasting us. But so what's the go here, everybody? What am I looking at? I'm looking at
a goose, putt, putt, putt.
A goose? Yeah, that is a goose's putt, putt, but I mean a goose putt, putt boat.
I reckon, right? That tunnel's actually got a fair.
That thing's got some weight in it too, by G.
It would. That's a biscuit tin.
Yeah, sure. It's a biscuit tin, and another tin strapped to the front, and you got the whole mechanical bird thing going on the top.
And then, like, a 5-inch in diameter engine, I think the guy says. So
that's pretty insane. Insane.
It's pretty decent, now.
That's pretty cool.
Alright, well, we're so trying to connect to...
Got plenty of dead air now.
Yeah! Doggone it.
Maybe we chuck on a song and come back on Awake.
Alright, we can do that. We can do that. Okay, we're encoding. Hello, Awake Radio! Okay.
Hey.
We're going to throw on a quick song right here and get our brains to moving because something happened and it just like everybody's brain stopped.
Yeah. I'm going to go take some Mylander or something.
So I got to find a good song for it. I'm going to just throw Deep Purple. It's close. Anybody
That's
like
it.
That? Alright, here we go. Peace and love. Oh,
crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Can you read?
Hooray, and we're back. So, what's up, guys?
Whee!
Do we got our brains kicking again?
Sort of. Demo.
New subject.
So anyway, I believe that with that design that I put out there for the pop boat, you know, proving that you can scale these things up, and since Remedy was so kind as to show me that somebody scaled it up even further, however, theirs is full of motor and there's nowhere to ride unless you want hot biscuits. So, with that said, I think that I'm going to go ahead and go out and see if I can find me an old 15-foot aluminum flat-bottom boat, and I'm going to make an even bigger pop boat. So what do you think?
Totally. I'll even give you a hand, mate, if you can find the boat in time.
Well, I believe...
I'll lend you a foot.
I believe I can come up with a boat. And as far as the copper tubing, that's no big deal. There's plenty of hardware stores around. I think I can modify this thing where I'm actually getting some electricity out of it as well. Maybe throw some Peltier elements on the firebox and insulate it up real good so that, you know, most of the heat goes into the coils and out the stack instead of, you know, into the boat and setting fire to your fishing tackle. So,
I say it won't be much room to run around on that boat while the thing's on fire, so yeah. I'm going to watch that.
Well, safety first, and so we'll have like a safety plan so that if you spot fire, the first thing you do is dive off the boat into the water.
Yeah, just have a plug in the boat in the middle.
Holler man
overboard. Should have always flooded if necessary.
Holler man overboard.
Positive buoyancy, and then just pull the plug. Job done.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be really nice, too, when they got a flaming boat screaming across the lake over to the other side. Start a forest fire.
Yeah, Smokey's not going to like that.
Yeah, you too can build a pop boat.
You just hope, I don't know who else has seen this video, but there's a video floating around on YouTube where someone's boat has caught on fire, and there's a fella in a speedboat comes along and like goes sideways past their boat and creates a massive wake and throws water all over the boat.
Cool.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
It's a pretty ingenious way of dealing with the fire on a boat.
But in all seriousness, though, you know, the thing did work. It moved, and you know,
it did.
So I'm fully confident in this thing, and I hope that a whole lot more people get involved in this contest and build some other deals and some other ideas with that. I can't wait to see what Muddy's got going on with his.
Well, I've got a young knight who's quite interested in pop boats, so I might have to continue my electric build while I'm in the US and get him to give me a hand. But I think that there's definitely something to the design I came up with there a while back. Just I have to work out how I'm going to pulse it, because flat out just burning up a coil's just not working. So
that would actually be a pretty cool deal if you could actually get that induction heating working on that deal.
Yeah, and then you could also tune it in to the like the pulse rate you wanted, so you could effectively fine-tune the coil through the energy bursts that you're giving it.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of finding some contacts, a relay or something that's big enough to deal with the amps we're talking about. So and they start getting quite expensive, up around the 600 amp range that I was playing with. So yeah, could be a bit of fun.
Well, yeah, I'd also like to maybe you could actually use some sort of AC generator in order to run some heating coils or something.
You mean my 110 volt 10 kVA?
Yeah.
Generator? That's only like 40 amps though. It's pretty weak.
Well, is it strong enough to get enough heat to boil the water? That's the question.
Depending on the size of the coil.
Yeah.
And I reckon it probably do alright with the coil I had, but Maybe it would need like a capacitor bank to burst the energy during the timing phases, because just connecting up 40 amps to it, I don't think it's going to be enough, to be quite honest.
Well, either way, at least now you know that you could actually build you a boat out of junk with no moving parts that would actually run.
Yeah.
That's pretty doggone cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And like we were saying, like the video of yours, it may seem like it's moving very slowly, but it was gaining speed. It was pushing itself through the water, and the further it went, the faster it was building speed, or the faster it was building to go faster. So, yeah, I don't know. I think
it would take a few minutes to build up to full speed, but I think it would go a lot faster than what it did in a larger deal. I tried to put a rudder on the back of it, but there's just not enough time for that rudder to make a difference to get it to turn. You know, I was hoping to try to get it to go in a circle in the deal, but it didn't. It didn't have enough power right out of the gate to actually spin the tail end around. But either way, I think modifying the boiler, bringing the coils up vertical as opposed to horizontal like I did, that way you'd have more steam pockets inside this thing, then I think that would be the key right there. I could actually take this same boat and probably remodify it, but I'll probably just go ahead and build a totally separate one. That way I can build it larger.
Yep.
Yeah, so was there video of that meter long one actually going anywhere?
No, it was just a picture. Yeah, so we don't even know if that thing even works.
Yeah, I was gonna say building a pop boat, the biggest pop boat doesn't count whenever you're expecting it to do something if you can't show it doing anything.
Yeah. So far mine is the largest one that has been visually seen moving on YouTube.
Yep. Yeah. Let's run with that.
Yeah. And I think that pop boat was photoshopped. Oh, we ain't supposed to talk about conspiracy.
I hope the inventor contacted you during the week and abuse you now.
Yeah, he is. Remedy's going to be on it until he finds a video.
Maybe that was the one and only the one and only thumbs down there.
That probably was.
There's moving, though.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Well, there is still 22 days left of the pop boat competition, so if anyone still wants to get in there and have a go, you've got no competition.
Yeah, and if you are working on the doggone thing, at least let us know you're trying to work on it. You know,
do a progress video and throw it out there and link it into the... Well, there is a... If you know of the pop bait competition, you know of my website, cultist.weebly.com, and you got the page over there, you've got the entry form, or the entry button there, which will send you to one of my email addresses. And drop us a link. Let us know what you're actually up to, because at the moment I feel a little bit demotivated. No one wants to win all my prizes.
Yeah, well, they had some cool ones that were in there in the pot too, man. So you know, if you snooze, you lose.
You're just gonna have to give those books to me now, Shaziz.
Probably will. Well, you'll be over here. If nobody gets in the pop boat, you get over here, and nobody entered, nobody won, then they're yours, brother.
Woohoo! I'll win something for being depressed. Yay!
Hey, everyone's a winner around here. we don't even keep score unless Remedy's in charge.
and what is the score so far?
What is the score, Remedy?
I just
can move 1-0, 1-0. Just not put it on the spot, it worked.
Yeah, 1-0, 1-0, that'll work. Alright, kiss it fair.
It's a tie.
Alright, I think I found a big pop-up boat. Let's go have a look at that link I just posted.
Is this one running?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I think it's pretty big. It may. It does look pretty big.
I'm afraid to click on this link because
we'll share this in the chat room as well.
Skype always has a
tendency. Why don't my videos come up when I post links? What am I doing wrong, Shaziz?
I don't know. You just...
They just come up with a black. They just come up black.
Do 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 do. All right. Radio silence.
That's a pretty big.
Oh, there it goes. Just a little
light. All right, I turned that down there. So I'm looking at their pop boat, and
now this is exactly the building material that Remini was talking about, isn't it, dude?
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Which is basically hobby foam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good God, man, that sucker is huge.
And it's very, very light.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. Like, we were talking before the show about carbon fiber. Well, this is probably the next best thing.
That's it.
So,
now I'm going to point out, this boat is popping, but I don't see no moving.
I think it's because it's sort of
wedged in the corner.
Yeah.
And the pipes are too high above the water, so it's a fail.
Just is still wind. Good effort, though. We're gonna say good effort.
Like the categories to win is like, yeah, no, that's not. Look, it's white. You can't have a white. It's in water. What's going on? Disqualified. You know.
In all fairness, Shaziz can't win, so yeah. whoever comes up with a design at the moment is pretty much in like Flint.
Hey, I can't win, but I can complain.
could take, the qualification for winning. Like, it cannot be in water. It makes it quite difficult.
We actually do have a bunch of rules in there over there on the website, so...
yeah, but...
over there. We'll just stop weebly.com.
Anyway, doggone it. That's official.
It's one of those weeches, is.
Yeah, it is. So, with that, we started off with a little bitty contest and basically offered a lot of prizes to whoever wins the contest to come up with the most creative version of the pop boat. Out of that boat, we've figured out we can siphon water. We can pump water uphill using the same process, and we can scale it up to a full-size version. And so with that said, I would say that even if nobody enters in a doggone contest, it's a success in my view.
Exactly, because that's exactly what we set out to do, wasn't it? Come up with ideas and solve problems.
Yeah.
Well, effectively, we've done that. We may have been the poor buggers that had to do it.
Yep.
But we did it.
So, everyone else out there, you missed out on some prizes if you don't get in on it. It's not done yet.
Yeah, there is 1.5 bitcoins to be won. There is a set of ratchet ring spanners to be won. There is a couple of pocket leathermans. So, that's like a multi-tool with pliers and, well, not there. Shaziz has a secret stash of a prize.
Yep.
Which I kind of hinted on before, but we still won't tell them the secret. And for the first place winner of the largest, fastest pop boat, Mark Dancy was actually going to scale that up into a full-size replica of your boat. So we had some pretty awesome stuff. Well, we still do have some pretty awesome stuff, and... Still got nearly a month worth of time frame to get it done. So, if you're missing out,
well, I'm all energized on building a doggone full size boat now because, like I said before, when we were talking to Dublin, when we were talking to Dublin and folks about the math not being able to scale it up and stuff, I said, okay, use your fancy equations, and I will measure. I won't even measure, and if I do measure, I'll use a string, to get the length of the coil.
Redneck measurements for the win.
Yeah. and I'll make this thing move, and I'll be doggone. It did. It moved. It ain't moving fast, but it didn't have a lot of room to run either, so... give it a little bit of time and some, the wind coming from behind?
Tailwind.
Yeah, tailwind. Give it a little bit of tailwind and... Hey, you'll be going so fast you'll have to put some goggles on, man. Putting the wind.
That's all right, Thomas can build.
Blowing in your face. Yeah, we got a person who can build goggles.
FordSteamFactory.com.
Yep. You should put that out there. All right, so
I would sell my soul for a pair of those goggles.
Man,
not really.
But
I'll just give you cash.
I was hoping to have another guest on here today. There's a guy on. I can't remember if it's JBC or JDC products. He does a lot of different hydrogen and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him.
Yeah, quite familiar with his work. Yeah.
But he's trying to get him on the I'm trying to get him on the show here sometime soon because between some of the ideas that he had with hydrogen mixed with some of our ideas, I think that there's something else we could do there as well. And, hey, we could probably make a hydrogen boiler for the doggone burner system on the pop-pop boat. You know?
Why not?
How hard would that be?
It doesn't have to stay in the realms of, the realms of anything overly serious. We can be like Mythbusters and just take things, like, you know, to the sublime. Why not?
Well, think about it, though. Hydrogen, it's not going to be dirty fuel. If you burn the water,
exactly.
You're not going to run out of fuel because there's water in the water or water in the lake that you're floating on. So you know.
Yep. Well, no. But at the end of the day, let's put hydrogen into its truest perspective. Hydrogen starts out as water. You break it up into hydrogen and oxygen. You burn it. It becomes water.
Yeah. So there you go.
You never ever run out. It goes one for one all the way through the system.
So you take a full size version of the boat, and you put, you know, a good size solar panel on there, at least 45 watt, and a couple batteries, and you get your electrolysis process going, and you create hydrogen, and then basically heat up the boiler with that right there, and there you go. You got a solar powered / battery powered / hydrogen powered pop boat. I forgot steam power in there.
Somebody
add Steve to the call?
Steve? Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, I can find him here somewhere.
There we go. See if you can add him in the call. He's trying to call me. Yay! Okay. And so there was there's several ideas that come up out of the doggone...
Where'd Remedy go?
We lost Remedy. Did we get Steve?
We lost one and gained one.
Steve, are you there? Yeah. Dead air. That's really, really good for radio. All right, well, I don't know what's going on.
It's all right. His wife's already beating him up for a moment. Then he'll arrive loud and clear.
All right, well, anyway, so if we can get him on there, he's got a lot of interesting ideas. I'll watch some of his videos, and hopefully, you know, I've already traded Skype contacts with him, and if you've already got him contacts with him, that'd be great. We get him on the show, and
I actually haven't got him on Skype. Do you want to throw him to me, and I'll get stuck into him during the week too. Do my usual social media propaganda and get him involved.
All right, well, I'm going to have to do this after this show because I don't know where it's at on this doggone thing.
That's all good, bro.
So, when the next time you hear Mark, ask him what he thinks about the one that I put together and tell him we got some ideas for upgrades on it and that kind of stuff. And
yep.
Yeah.
No worries.
If we don't get anybody to actually participate in the contest and nobody wins, and I'll go ahead and build a full size version myself.
Because I made some cool books.
Yeah, there you go. So,
there he is.
You got any? Hey, how you doing, sir, Steve?
I do apologize. Where I've been rebuilding my computer through killing motherboards over and over again, I've set it wrong.
Well, come a little closer to the mic.
I wanted to put a little addendum on the competition.
Oh, cool.
Right.
If anybody can get an effective F-14-style afterburner on the back of a pop-pop boat with a hydrogen, I will personally give them my firstborn child.
Holy smokes.
I haven't got any children.
I was worried for a minute. I was going to say, how old?
Oh, man. Is this like one of those jokes where the two guys are walking down the road and a mugger jumps out and says, "Give me all your money," and the one guy turns to the other guy and says, "Here's that 20 pounds I owe you." Good man. Since he's going to lose the 20 pounds anyway, he's going to, you know, he's going to at least pay his debt off and not have that left over either. They're both going to lose the money. Talk about cheap.
How much, or
the one where the guy just died, and the guy, and there's three guys standing on the side, and you got the one guy's like, here's 5 pounds, you know, buy yourself a drink in the afterlife. And the other one's like, here's 50 pounds, you're going to need more, you know, you're whatever, to go ahead and get yourself something to drink in the afterlife. And the third guy, who's totally cheap, is like, here's a 500 pound check.
It's going to bounce.
You know, because, of course, he's never going to cash it. He's dead.
Now, I have to say, lads, that I did actually make a scale model of the Bismarck, the German battleship. But when it was in the pond, it was experiencing technical difficulties. So I tried to bring it back to the edge of the pond, but the Royal Navy turned up and sunk it.
Man. Doggone it.
They do say history repeats itself.
Well, my brain just shut off. Smack me silly.
It's a talent I have.
Hang on, I'll send Bev a message.
All right.
You want to get smacked silly? I can arrange it.
I bet you could.
I can arrange anything else.
So we'll get to... I'll start working on the full size version, and hopefully by this summer I'll have it going and actually prove that you can actually scale this thing up, and I'll go for a joyride. What do you think?
That sounds cool.
So, Thomas, what's your thoughts on the matter? I haven't heard much from you on the deal.
Because I don't have much of a thought on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my hands or my eyes on a physical object here, so, you know, I'm kind of one of those people where I got to build something to really have something to say about it.
Well, you can always enter the contest.
Nope, not really.
He's really busy.
Yeah.
Who? He's really busy. He really is.
One, but yeah, I can't. I'm not going to have time to finish it in time. I've got too much other stuff going on.
Pump for and pay for, and then he's got his own stuff on the go as well. I know he's a busy beaver.
All right. Well, it looks like it's going to be up to
single-handedly save Noble Coin and make it valuable.
Who else do we have in here?
We have Mitko.
Hey, Mitko, you going to build you a boat?
I don't think so.
I like that picture you got, by the way.
Yeah, just search cool electrical pictures, and one of the first pictures.
Cool.
That's cool, dude.
Alright, so Mirko's out, Thomas is out, and doggone it, Steve's boat got sunk by the Royal Navy, and so...
Where's Muddy when you need him? He's definitely got some input on this subject, but oh well.
I think
so has anyone seen anything cool during the week? Any new devices or anything just randomly cool science wise that they've come across?
No, I haven't seen.
Well, all I can say.
Go ahead.
What I can say is I've got a 9-year-old motherboard with an AMD chip on it.
Right.
And I've managed to get that coin mined.
That's pretty cool.
It's an AMD Athlon times 2 4600, 2.4 gigahertz, with 4 gigabytes of DDR2 800 RAM. So anybody that's got an old motherboard out there with at least one PCI Express slot on it can start mining. You don't need brand new equipment.
Hey, we got a
cryptocurrency, aren't we?
We got a question in the chat room.
We do?
Yeah, Dave Smith said, what is the point in the pop-pop boat? Okay, well, the point is, do you want to run with it, Cultus, or should I?
I'll go for it, brother. You seem like you're almost on a roll. There you go.
All right, the point is this. All right, we got a lot of old little toys that have some basic science to them that date back way back in history. I can't remember the actual date that the first pop-pop boat ever came on the scene. But when I saw this toy, I saw more to this toy. Now, you could take this same doggone boat and scale it up to a full-grown man, then there's a lot of things that you could do with that, you know. Out of that, what we wanted to do with the Pop-Pop Boat Contest was spark off some thinking outside of the box kind of stuff. and so that other ideas would stem from that, just like every other design out there. When somebody first realized that they could get hydrogen out of water and create a torch and stuff like that, it kind of escalated until eventually people were running motors on the stuff, you know. And so with that said, coming from that one little deal, we've already sparked off a few ideas, such as pumping water out of wells and actually improving on the boat for, like, third world countries. You'd have a motor that had no working parts inside of it, so as far as breaking down, there's really not much that could break down. What do you think, Kulpis?
Yeah, no, that's dead right. We all know that all you guys know, I sparked off an idea after watching a show on television there about sea gypsies, and they run around out there with their little little canoe style boats, and they're using effectively like weed whacker engines and stuff that they've acquired in sort of half an engine, and then use things like milk bottles and stuff to build the rest of the engine, and these guys are extremely ingenuitive. But we sort of, after you mentioned the pop-pop boat and I'd seen that program, it sparked an idea in my head that what if they had an engine that had no moving parts, then exactly as you're saying, this is something that can hardly be faulted then, they're not going to be out there with a busted engine trying to work out how to get back to land. They just have to make sure that they've stowed away enough wood, which these guys actually already build a fire like directly on the bottom of their doggone canoe to cook their fish while they're out there fishing, and it's lunchtime, so it's not beyond the realm of possibility to throw a coil over the top of that fire.
Yeah,
and if you get the thing going,
if you use some of the tricks that you learn from different things like catalytic converters, how a catalytic converter is essentially a reburner of excess fuel. You could actually get, especially if you was burning wood, you could use the wood gasifier portion of it to actually refeed the fuel. You see what I'm saying? The smoke coming out of that, turn it back into fuel, and so you wouldn't need as much fuel. So essentially we're talking about you would actually have a motor that you wouldn't have any moving parts. All you'd be doing is burning off, if you was going to go, let's just stick with firewood for a minute. If you're going to go with firewood, you have a gasifier on there, which you would kick that smoke coming back out through the system and burn the excess gas off of that, which would, you wouldn't have to burn nearly as much fuel. And some of these wood gasifiers that I've seen, they got some pretty small ones that could be fit inside a boat, and it wouldn't be, that much more space that you need.
You could effectively just route the gas output from the gasifier back inside the firebox, and just have like a gas jet sitting directly under your coil. So,
and we were also talking about, go ahead.
Has anybody ever seen the Stirling engine set into a canoe?
I have, the big six, four or six cylinder version.
Yes. I mean, that to me is pretty smart, because with that you can pretty much burn anything underneath it and get it moving.
Well, it's pretty good. I like the idea and everything, but once again, we're back to moving parts with that. With the pop-pop boat design, there's no moving parts to break down, no gears or anything to break loose. And so that's the reason why I was so interested in this particular design.
I just wanted to point out that there are people out there that are finding new and different ways of just taking junk and turning it into mechanical power, if you like.
Well, I see a whole lot more potential to this. Not, like I said, it just started off from a simple idea, such as a little bitty toy that dates way back, basically a steam engine with a diaphragm that makes the popping noise, and all that kind of stuff. But I seen past that. I seen all kinds of potential, such as thermoelectrics that could be used with that. And we also talked about vaporizing water. When you get water into the steam portion of the deal, And it would be, to my view, a little bit easier. You could actually create, you know, with electrolysis, you could actually create hydrogen and oxygen to even feed the fuel even farther, you know.
Well, here's an idea for you. Instead of making a pop-pop boat, why not make a pop-pop water pump?
Well, we did that.
All right, well, you've already been there, but yeah. I have a friend with a particular problem at the minute. That when they had the typhoon in the Philippines in Tacloban, a farm got flooded and it still got lots of standing water on it. And they're trying to find a way to pump the water out, but because of problems with shipping at the minute, they can't get any pumps or generators to the island.
Well, go see.
Look for
just drop your link in the Skype deal there, Steve. Sweet. And that's to Shaziz's
heat siphon.
And I'll drop one in the Mad Science chat room there as well. This is Shaziz's pop water pump.
Yeah, it's a heat effective. Siphon. You basically,
it's just a matter of finding the sweet spot with it.
Yep.
But once you got that sweet spot, honey, it's all good.
So
now you think of the places around the world that have recently suffered serious flooding.
Yeah.
If this can be made into an effective device that people can make themselves, then you don't have to rely on anybody else ever again.
Well,
when you got water in your living room.
There's actually a couple pluses with it. You can actually heat water with the doggone thing, pump water, and produce electricity at the same time. When you look in that video, you notice I use some thermocouples. Of course, you know, obviously those are only in the millivolt range, but you could expand on that with maybe Peltier elements or whatever. But that particular design right there, you know, you can make it portable to where they could take it anywhere and you wouldn't have to have any electricity, but you could still pump water.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's one of the little ideas that sparked out of that one little toy. So if you guys understand now, that's the reason why I wanted to try to do this contest. And if there's other toys out there, you know, that have some science to them. Like, I don't know if you guys ever seen them, but back in the old days, they used to have these little submarines. You put a little baking soda in there, and the submarine would go up and down in the water, you know. There's something happening there. I'm not saying that we could build anything to generate electricity with that. I'm just saying that it's one of the old science toys that I know of. But a lot of them old toys from back in the 1900s and even further back than that, you know, had a little bit of science going on with them. And it's all the anomalies from each one of these deals that I'm interested in as far as trying to create alternative energy devices and so on and so forth. So you can heat your water and end up getting a warm bath out of the deal. And we talked about potentially even purifying the water, but then we come up with, copper oxides that you'd have to worry about, and then
we got over that too.
Yeah, we got over that by using a condenser system and basically reboiling the water on the opposite side to let the steam fall, and all the heavy metals would stay off to the back. And all this came from that one little boat. What do you think? Don't everybody jump to the mic at once? Wouldn't want nobody to chip a tooth. Okay.
And they did it to you again.
Yeah.
I was just giving everyone time to jump in, but no one wants to. So yeah, that's exactly it. And it's like we've one thing at a time, one step at a time, we managed to get over these hurdles. And it's the same with everything in science. You know, you just, if something doesn't work straight up, or you come up to a problem, then it's just a matter of finding a way around it. And that was the idea of the pop-pop vote, was that someone said there was no possible way, and someone even stuck mathematics under my nose and said, see, it's true, you can't do it. Well, I still beg to differ, because I do honestly believe that it's just a hurdle to get over, you know?
Yeah.
You can't, you know, always just take the math and go, all right, that's it, that's got to be it, you know, just can't be done. No, that's not the way it works.
Well,
someone said it can't be done. That means we've got to work out a way around it. Doesn't mean we've got to, like, you know, break all the laws of physics and then change the way the universe works. No. We've just got to find the key, the thing that's missing that no one else has thought of. You know? And that's exactly what we're up to.
For the mathematician out there, I'd be willing to send my boat. You can do all the measurements you want, you know, weigh it out and do the measurements, speed measurements. But I'm saying this, the actual boiler system that I put in that boat, it's laying horizontal, which is one of the flaws in it, because it's only got maybe two steam pockets inside there. And if that was that was changed around to where the coils were setting vertical, and you were able to have more coils, maybe anywhere from 6 to 10 coils inside that heat box, you would have more pockets, which would give you more power and more speed. And so, you know, with that said, there's no doubt in my mind that it can be scaled up to a full size version. You know, and there you go, man.
What does a mathematician do when he gets constipation?
Castor
oil.
Pencil and paper.
what was that?
Works it out with pencil
he
and
works
paper.
Works it out on paper. Right.
No, he works it out with a pencil and paper.
Ah, right.
That's terrible.
That's horrible, Steve.
But it's good.
Anyway, so there we go. Go ahead, Mikko.
I wanted to say, with the problem with the scaling of the engine, you can just don't make one big coil, just make like 100 smaller engines and make stack them up.
Exactly. And if
the combined energy from them all will maybe do the trick. Yeah, I can see that.
If you encase it in, like I used doggone solder, I melted solder around that deal, it actually acts like a catalytic converter and holds in some heat, you know. And so, you know, with that said, if you have your coils encapsulated in a container that, you know, obviously you're going to have like a metal container under there, so that if you do get it hot enough to melt the if you use lead or zinc or something like that, that it's not going to be able to drip out, but either way, it'll still hold in enough heat to keep that steam process going, and so it'll work, you know. And, you know, just the mere fact that you can pump water with heat, that's a plus, because a lot of, like Steve was saying earlier, a lot of places don't have access to electricity. You can pump heat using, a little canned heat or, you know, a little bit of coal inside a container to heat that thing up. That's a pretty doggone good deal as far as I'm concerned.
It's all just a matter of working out the fault and working out where no one else has thought about it before, isn't it?
Well,
that's all we got to do.
And that's the whole thinking outside the box thing that we keep talking about. You know, they said it couldn't be done, and as far as I'm concerned, we proved it can be done.
Well, we can see how we go. And here's the man himself, Mr. Mark Dancer.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Pretty good, I thought I had a nice cooler so I could come and say hello to all you rascals.
Did you get a chance to see my video?
Bonjour.
Mark?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'll just hang in the back here. I'm not sure what you're talking about yet.
Pop, pop,
to get on tonight.
Did you get a chance?
Pop, boats.
Did you get a chance to see my latest video of the pop pop boat that I put together?
No, but I will. As soon as I get some bandwidth tomorrow, I'll have a look at it for you. So
well,
what did you come up with, tell me?
Essentially, I took and scaled it up, and you'll see inside there it's probably slightly under 2 feet, but it's heavier. It's uglier than a mud fence and slower than a 7-year itch, but it does move.
And it built up speed at a relatively, you know, at a reasonable sort of rate. Like, as it builds more speed, the thing seems like it's, you know, it certainly seems it has a bit of potential.
I think that if it was slightly modified with the coils up vertical as opposed to horizontal, that it would actually have more power and more speed. But even at that, I only had the little pull that I could put it in, so it didn't have enough time to build up much speed before it got stopped again. So if this thing was put into a swimming pool, I'm positive it would get up some pretty good speed.
Well, so, you've cracked the hoodoo, because the problem I've had with the history of pop-pop boats they've had some very amazing designs, is they could never scale them up to larger boats.
Well,
for whatever reason, I've never looked into the science, they could never get them to work at a larger scale. And my second question to you is, does that have a Tesla coil on it?
No. No, but that's a good idea. No,
it's
see,
not a stupid question at all, that one.
What I did was, I used an idea that I had from catalytic converters, because catalytic converters hold in heat. And so what I did was, I took some eighth-inch copper tubing, I coiled it around a couple times, and then I encased it in the bottom of a beer can, and I melted in solder to hold that heat in. The flaw in the system is that the coils are almost vertical. They got a slight slant to it, and so the steam pockets in there aren't as big as I'd like them to. What I need to do is redo it, put the coils standing vertical so that it has more steam pockets, and encase that as well. That way it'll have more power. But the fact of the way this thing's made, if somebody was to measure the actual weight of this thing, and do the math, I'm sure you're going to find out that thing is heavier than heck, and it still moved, even though it was not even in remotely smooth on the sides or anything. I mean, it's got clumps hanging off the side, because the first one I built caught fire, and so I redid it, and I didn't take no pride in putting the Bondo on there. So it's made out of galvanized metal, pop rivets. It's got two-part epoxy resin in there. It's got some rubber gaskets at the bottom to seal it up, and it's got probably about a pound or two worth of Bondo on the doggone thing, and it's been painted, and it like I said, it looks uglier than a mud fence, but the doggone thing, it moves. And so I'm 100% beyond a shadow of doubt guaranteed. I know we could build one scaled up.
That's excellent news. Anyway, I'll just hang in the background here, Curtis, and I'm looking forward to watching that video tomorrow, Thomas.
Another video showing how to pump water using the same method, how to pump water uphill with the heat, using the same coil system and everything, and I was able to pump water. And essentially, water always finds its level, so I had the coils down behind the level, down underneath the level of the water. That way the coils continuously stayed full. I had the heat source up underneath one side of the coils so that it would create a steam pocket, and it caused the forward pressure to push the water uphill over the top, and then I had a downward spiral that continuously went down. And then so you get the forward pressure from the steam, and then you would get the back suction from the drop of the water down through the tube down there. And of course, in the video, it's not very good. It's not put together very good, but it did work. It did pump water, recycled the water. And so with that said, I also got inside that same video a portable version that you could use like canned heat to build a cylinder that you could actually stick down in any well, and you could pump water up using the heat, and then you'd have your, like I said, your downward spiral coil. If you calculate up the vacuum inside there and the length of the actual tube, you could compensate for it so that whenever you get that top coil filled up, it would create enough back suction to create a siphon effect and keep that going as long as you kept heat going to it.
You're not just a pretty face after all.
We debated for a long time.
Pretty face I've never heard before. I've been called worse. I'm like my pop boat. I think I'm uglier than a mud fence, but that's okay. I got a good personality.
What you like in beauty, you make up for in style, dude.
Yeah. So here we started off with a pop boat. We worked our way into where we know we can scale it up to a full grown version, and so you'd have a motor that would have absolutely no moving parts. That would rarely. I can't think of any other reason outside of maybe burning a hole in your tube that would destroy the boat. And so we've talked about other different ideas on how we can actually generate electricity, which is also in that that heat siphon video, is that I have thermocouples on there, and I show that as I'm pumping the water uphill, I'm actually producing electricity with the excess heat. And so we've got a method by which to pump water. We've got a method by which to build a boat that has no moving parts in there and potentially generate electricity, heat water, and potentially purify water at the same time. So there's, in my view, it's a success.
That's excellent. I was on some boats where there's thousands and thousands of boats on some of the islands here. There's 7,000 islands here, which is quite a few, and imagine there's a lot of boats. They only need about 2 horsepower to 4 horsepower to build these boats along. And in fact, they can use less. 6 horsepower would be really good. Do you think we could get something scaled up to that level?
I'm positive. I'm positive, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Go ahead, Steve.
Sorry, Mark. Which island are you on?
I live on the main island of Luzon, but I just come back from Palawan, and where I was at Palawan, there were dozens of little islands I visited. We had these, they're like a long canoe with an outrigger, and they normally have a small diesel motor in there, but normally without an exhaust, unfortunately. And they just skip along the waters, because the waters are very calm here. So it's just like a...
Sorry, Mark, I don't know where
Luzon
is.
All right.
Philippines.
The main island. Yeah, Philippines. Sorry, mate.
Since we're kind of running low on time, guys, let me tell you something, Mark. We also talked about using a gasifier. So let's say they built their boiler system and they were using wood. You could use the wood gas as fuel as well and not have to use nearly as much fuel. So I believe that the potential here, I mean, with all these different things used in conjunction, you could get the boat you wanted. And if you built a dual system, you wouldn't even need a rudder, because you could actually use like steam pressure valves in order to, like, one side will be pumping out and then you shut the other side down, and so it would push it right or left like that. I did that a long time ago with an electric version where I used 2 propellers and no rudder, that you'd speed up the right side and you'd go left and vice versa. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Anyway, I'm sorry I barged you in the middle of the conversation.
So, oh, no, we're glad to hear from you.
Take it away from that.
Never mind.
No.
Always welcome.
We're glad to hear
you. Yeah.
But I'm positive we can get exactly what you need as far as that boat. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of at least a 14 or 15-foot aluminum flat-bottom boat and build a full-scale version and go for a ride.
Get a canoe and put an outrigger on. That'll be the way to go.
Well,
a friend of mine built a steam engine in a canoe once, and that really moved along. It was quite cool.
Well, the good thing about this is there's all kinds of different potentials. I mean, Steve had mentioned earlier about doing Stirling engines on there. The problem with the Stirling engine, I mean, it would be a good idea of work, but the problem with the Stirling engine is that it has moving parts. Now, if you want a boat that's going to last a long time, be really rugged, this, I think, would be the best go, because there's no moving parts to go bad. And I believe it could be made out of flat-out junk, you know?
So effectively what we're talking about is a solid-state engine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, that would be cool.
And I think that even if you didn't do the extra motor, you could actually put this motor on a swivel that would allow the tubes underneath the water to turn like a regular jet ski would. So you would have steering capabilities with the motor, and you know you're not going to run out of fuel, because if you want to go as far as putting a solar panel on the front of it and using some electrolysis, throw some hydrogen in there to heat the doggone thing into steam. There's so many different things that could be done to this particular design. I mean, it could be perfected to, you know, an awesome version of it.
Wouldn't it be more efficient if we used 24-volt heaters?
Well, yeah, anything. I'm open to any ideas. I mean, right now I'm just going on the simple because the simple is what's going to make it where the average Joe can build this. And so, you know, you can get a hold of firewood just about anywhere. And so if you study, do a little studying on wood gasifiers, you could actually get that firewood to last longer.
Bombarded with all kinds of sounds and noises here.
Well, I'm for a sec, I might be responsible for a couple of those.
Most of them.
Sorry, I just moved groups.
It's alright, buddy.
So, what do you think, Mark? You think this is something you guys could use over there?
I do. I go look at the videos. Until I do, like what you told me, I've got to keep convinced we can scale it up. And if you can scale it up and you've got a solid-state solution, then, yeah, there'd be a lot of uses, including the pumping water, generating electricity, through to powering boats. It'd be great.
Well,
I like the idea of the spare parts. I'd go broke if I got the spare parts business, but they love simple technologies here. That's what you need throughout the world is simple technologies. You know, I saw a graveyard of motors. If a motor breaks, just a minor problem here, they haven't got the spare parts, they don't know how to fix it, so it ends in the graveyard. I'm buying somebody a motor for their boat at the moment, actually. I've got to do that this week and drop it up to them. Because they haven't got the means often to repair motors or get the spare parts or the know-how even to fix them.
Well, I'm 100% I'm 150% positive that I can scale this up and to a really decent version. And so I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to do it. I'll build one, get a video out. Might take me a little bit because first I got to track down a boat or build one myself. But no matter what, I'll get it done. Going to take a bit of copper tubing, I'm sure. So I'll have to track down the parts. So it by this summer, I'll have a version.
Well, that's good news, mate, and all the best. What else have you guys been up to? I missed it all tonight.
Well,
off boats pretty much all night.
Yeah, and we're
there's a lot of editing to be done, so I'll get you to give me the file after the show, just is, and I'll cut out all the ruckus.
Well, we're getting
that really does indicate how international the guests are on this show. I'm in Ireland. You're in Australia. We've got Mark in the Philippines. We've got the other guy, I'm not sure where he's from, Shaziz is in America.
We'll get him.
So we've covered three continents there.
And
it's not bad going, really.
And we have actually came up with solutions.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there we go.
Never let it be said that Shaziz Radio Network does not come up with solutions.
This is what it's all about. And, you know, so with that said, we're getting down there close. If Beverly shows up for a show on time.
Speaking of solutions, tomorrow on the Knights of the Roundtable, we'll be discussing the situation that went down with your contact from Gaza.
Yeah, and, that wasn't cool, man.
What we actually intend to do ourselves without their aid. Turned out that the person from Gaza, just so that everyone knows and that we make it very clear, the person from Gaza turned out to be a scammer. And though Shaziz had went into a bit of a panic and all the rest of it, we made him feel a bit better. And then after Shaziz went offline, he doesn't know this yet, a bunch of us continued the chat on his Facebook post, and we've died on Shaziz?
Yep.
Right, he has a friend whose father is in the construction business over there, and is willing to. Hopefully, his son is going to contact him regarding this, and hopefully, he's interested in being our middleman to actually arrange getting things over there that they require. So, well, even though it turned out to be a big scam against us, and you know. Things looked a bit bad there. Well, we didn't see any reason why it should stop there. So,
yeah, because regardless of this guy scamming, there really is a need out there. And so, you know, with that said, it needs to be done. Well, guys, we're down to it, man. Anybody got any last words to say before hopefully Beverly shows up in time for her show? So, anybody? No? Yeah?
What's up? We will go around the table as always. So, Steve, your last words?
Au revoir.
Short and sweet.
It's good.
I want to talk with this guy on Facebook. With this from the scammer. I think I'm going to talk to him personally.
You're going to go to Gaza and give him a good old Aussie hug?
Yeah, man.
We invest our energies better in actually getting something done.
Yeah, you know.
What about our Pakistani friend called us 2 or 3 weeks ago? We're chatting about scam artists in Pakistan. Remember him? He wanted to, organise security for the visitors.
Yes. He wanted to take us out in the jungle and chop our kidneys out. We're well onto that fella.
All right, guys. Well, that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and play us out of here with a tune, and hopefully Beverly will show up.
Mark his last words.
Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, is this a rehearsal for my funeral or something? My last words.
No.
Speak my last words. Never hold your peace.
That's just for today's show. You have last words tomorrow, too.
Give your peace and love to the world, mate. Go.
Peace and love to the world, mate.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got that resolved.
And as always, just pop over to coolest.weebly.com and... got everything over there that you need to find me and the pop-pop bait competition, and let's take it out, Shaziz.
Yeah, all right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the Mad Science, and thanks, everybody, for all the guests and everybody on here and all the good ideas. We're going to keep this ball rolling, and so get over there, sign up for the pop-pop boat build-off, and build you one, man. We're going to scale it up to a full-size version and create a solid-state motor out of this deal. You got my word on that. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'll be riding around in one of these doggone scaled up versions. You watch. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Operator, give me the number for 911.